The American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, is the largest and most important Jewish lobbying organization in the United States. Its members are active, and when they fill a sports arena for their annual conference in Washington, presidential candidates also show up. And yesterday, much of the focus was on Donald Trump. Here's NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne.
Donald Trump was working from a script and a teleprompter, something he rarely does at rallies.
But I didn't come here tonight to pander to you about Israel. That's what politicians do. All talk, no action, believe me.
On each topic, he'd start with the prepared text before adding extra lines. There's the Iran nuclear deal. First, Trump said he'd dismantle it. Then he said he'd enforce it better than any deal has ever been enforced, adding,
I've studied this issue in great detail. I would say, actually, greater by far than anybody else. Believe me. Oh, believe me. And it's a bad deal.
Trump was also looking to clear up some confusion over his past statements that raise concern among Jewish voters. Call it damage control. He said he'd be neutral in Mideast peace negotiations, something Republicans simply don't say. Then there's his recent hesitation to endorse moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now,
we will move the American embassy to the eternal capital of the Jewish people, Jerusalem.
And there was this.
Discussions have been swirling about an attempt to bring a Security Council resolution on terms of an eventual agreement between Israel and Palestine. Let me be clear. An agreement imposed by the United Nations would be a total and complete disaster.
Senator Ted Cruz followed Trump. He opened his speech with a jab at language used by Trump moments earlier. Trump had referred to negotiations between Israel and Palestine. When such talks are actually with the Palestinians, here's Cruz.
I'm thrilled to be here with you today. And let me say at the outset, perhaps to the surprise of a previous speaker, Palestine has not existed since 1948.
Cruz's point that Donald Trump simply doesn't know enough about these things to effectively handle them as president. Earlier in the day, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spoke. She, too, attacked Trump without actually mentioning his name. She referenced things like violence at campaign rallies, calls to deport millions of immigrants, and a proposal to ban Muslims from entering the U.S.
If you see bigotry, oppose it. If you see violence, condemn it. If you see a bully, stand up to him.
She's describing in part the scene at Trump's campaign rallies, but it was a more subdued and somewhat more scripted Trump in this venue. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.